This is Lisa Stone with Parenting Aces, and I'm standing outside Court 14 with the University of Florida coach, Brian Shelton, and thank you so much for talking with us.
Absolutely. Happy to.
So you're here watching one of our American players play a Chilean player, and I know the American player has already committed, so I'm assuming you're keeping your eye on the kid from Chile?
Yes, I am. Yeah, Guillermo Nunez, and a very good player.
And so what are you looking for when you're at a tournament like this versus when you're at a Kalamazoo or one of our other national tournaments?
Well, here it's a little bit tricky because some of these players want to turn professional before going to college. And so, so you have to try to distinguish which ones are actually interested in going to college and which ones are on that pro track and really aren't looking to go to school. So, but, in general, looking for the same things, guys that love the game, guys that have obviously talent, but talent is not enough, so you look for those guys that really handle themselves well out there on the court, really have a good attitude. We're really trying to instill a program with great character guys and that work hard and also value the opportunities that they have.
You were a women's coach before you moved down to Florida, and you were in Atlanta at Georgia Tech. So I wanted to just ask you, what's the difference between coaching women at the collegiate level versus coaching the men?
Well, there's more similarities than differences. I think that one of the things that we always try to do as coaches is instill confidence. And I think when you can do that with a player, players can achieve great things. We were able to have some success at Georgia Tech and ended up winning the 2007 national championship, and I think we were really able to instill, a lot of confidence in our players, and it came through the hard work. And so there's more similarities than differences. I think, when you're trying to build a program, you've got to start with a strong foundation and build from there, and that's what we're trying to do at the University of Florida, bring in guys that will work hard every day but do things the right way, respect the coaches, respect one another, really look to represent the university in a positive way day in and day out. And those are the type of kids that you want in your program, those type of kids that are going to be successful both on the tennis court and in the classroom. And then ultimately you want them to be successful in the community when they leave school with whatever they do.
That's fantastic. I love hearing that from you, and I love that you use the word respect, because that's a big word in our house, so I like hearing that. So you were a very accomplished player yourself. How do you use your experiences coming up through the ranks as a coach now?
Great question. I think that one of the things that I try to do with the players I'm working with is give them an understanding that I've been there. And through sharing my own experiences and commiserating with them when they're struggling and having tough times, there were times when I lost multiple matches in the first round and lost some confidence and continued to work hard and push through and with the faith and the confidence that one day I'd get it back going again. And so when I see players struggling or having a hard time, I can really relate, and I think they can feel that. And I can share the stories that I had as a player, both in college and professionally, and they seem to understand, what I went through as a player and realize that they're in a similar situation and may have the similar opportunities that I had. So, just let them understand, I've been there. I've been in your shoes. It's not like I'm asking you to do something that I haven't done before. And I think that helps, them understanding that, yes, I'm a coach, but I was a player first, just like them.
I'm a tennis parent. I have a kid who wants to play college tennis. What advice do you have for me and for other parents like me?
Well, I think it's important that you continue to focus in on the academics. I think so many kids today, when I see transcripts, I can tell that they've kind of lost the desire to really do well academically, and they're putting a lot of focus in on their tennis. A lot of them are now going the homeschool route, and you see lower SAT scores across the board, and transcripts aren't as clean as they used to be. And I just say, make sure you continue to let your kids focus in on their education. Help them to give back to their community. Find ways to volunteer. Find ways to be well-rounded. I understand it's a competitive world out there, and the sport is global, and there's only so much time everyone has to train and get better. But we want to produce well-rounded champions, not just one-dimensional ones. So for all the parents that are out there, I just say, you know, continue to focus in on the things that are important in life and understand that at one point their tennis career will be over and they're going to have to rely on some other things. And so, you know, that's what I want to express to all the parents out there. Keep your kids accountable, keep them humble, and keep them understanding that there's other people out there that are in much difficult situations, and we got to give back. And ask your kids to give back, and I think they'll be rewarded in a lot of ways, because tennis is something they do. It shouldn't be something that is just who they are, or shouldn't identify them. So just understand that there's more than just tennis.
Great advice. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.